Teachers College and throughout. And also, of course, you can check it out at the co-op store because they have bukus of merchandise celebrating 150 years. Coach, the players coming out here, and Coach will be joining Greg here in just a few minutes, Doc.
Yeah, Greg, the coach is down around the 15-yard line if you're looking for him, talking to the official in the white hat. But anyway,
it's an interesting – Greg's wearing a white hat.
Yes. Find the white hat. But, you know, here we go. Greg's tracking Coach down, so let's hear what they have to say.
9-0 IUP. Greg?
Coach, a little bit of a sluggish start on offense, but the defense has been doing great. What have you done on defense that has stymied Ashland so well?
Well, I think we're winning the line of scrimmage. We're getting pressure on the quarterback, doing a good job in coverage, winning and you know, the front is winning the line of scrimmage. We're winning the battle up front, and, you know, we got to keep doing that.
Aside from Washington's touchdown, which is a well-conceived play,
right,
great run
sure.
on his part, what's been the issue with the offense
third
so
down.
Far?
Third down, we were 1-for-7 on third down. And they're a good defense. You know, we're playing a good team, too, so you got to give them credit. You know, we had a pass that we threw for an interception that if we would have taken a shallower throw, we might have made the first down. But, you know, third down, we haven't been good enough. So, although the Randy screen, the touchdown screen to Randy Washington was our only third down conversion, so we got to be better on third down.
Other than one catch, Massey's been pretty much out of the game so far. Any plans to reintegrate?
Well, he's caught two over routes. They're leaning the coverage to him. We hit him on two over routes. We got the face mask when he tried to stiff arm the guy, and then we got the over route here before we kicked the field goal. They're leaning, they're kicking their coverage to him, which, you know, that's understandable.
Good luck in the second half. Jack, back to you.
Okay, thank you, Greg. And we're going to be coming up with the third quarter of action. IUP leads Ashland by a score of 9-0. We'll be back after we take a timeout on U92.5 FM, U92Radio.com, presented by IRMC.
Peripheral artery disease is a narrowing of the arteries in the arms, legs, or pelvis, and it can develop into something very, very serious. Some people have it and don't even know it. Join IRMC vascular surgeon Dr. Gregory Lynch for a one-mile walk around the Mack Park track, some light refreshments, and a question and answer session on Tuesday, September 9th at 6 p.m. Learn about peripheral artery disease and how vascular surgery can treat it. Call 357-8088 to register.
We all know life can get tough. Maybe it's a legal battle you never saw coming, a criminal charge, a family dispute, or planning for the future. In those moments, you need someone who truly cares. I'm Patrick Doherty. I've spent my career standing beside good people through difficult times. Whether it's criminal defense, real estate, estate planning, or family law, my wife Amy and I are here to fight and guide you forward. When life gets tough, you don't have to face it alone. Call the gold-winning team of the Law Office of Patrick Doherty.
Your home for IUP Sports.
U92.5.
We are getting ready for the third quarter of play, which is going to be brought to you by the law offices of this man here, Pat Doherty. We just heard from him, Pat, for your third quarter. Let's see if the team you're rooting for can hold the fort.
Yeah, I mean, let's not hold the fort. Let's build that fort. Let's build it bigger. But defense is going to have to come out first series and get a good stop. And
Dick Andresi will be kicking off from right to left. He has a field goal and a missed extra point tonight, and a couple of pretty good kickoffs, so we'll see how this one goes. And back to receive are DeLon Moss and Riley Weiss. 9-0 IUP, third quarter of play, first game of the year. There's the kick, and over ends a good one. A yard deep in the end zone, they're going to bring it out. And back to the 15 and the 20. No, didn't reach the 20. Got about the 17-yard line. About a 16-yard return. Good coverage.
Yeah, let's see what goes on there. There was some.
Oh, there are flags now.
Yeah, there was a little pushing and shoving at the end of that play. Somebody got thrown to the ground, so I'm not sure if this is going to be a personal foul. Hopefully offsetting. Greg, did you see anything?
No, but the way IP's reacting, I think they think the call's on against Ashland.
Well, let's see.
Well, I got that wrong.
Number what?
Six. So that would be Duck Jeter, Roger Jeter.
Ugh. good coverage and soured it out.
So that'll move it out to the 33. Yeah, he had a great coverage, great kick by Nick, and just can't have those penalties.
You know, Pat, I was just wondering something at halftime. You know, there's no wind at all down here, but I just wonder, the atmosphere down here is thick. I wonder if that's having any effect on passing or kicks.
Yeah.
Doesn't appear to be.
No, it doesn't appear to be, especially going in that direction. You know, Nick, and that was a nice high kick, and so
yeah, it's pretty good distance on that one. Unfortunately, the 15-yard penalty, that's the type of unnecessary stuff that you don't want as a coach. So here we go. Let's see who the quarterback. It is Blair, and he throws the pass, and Joseph dives and makes the catch at the 37-yard line.
And that was
5-yard pickup.
Just a real easy pitch and catch, trying to get Blair comfortable. A little half roll. I'm going to put it right at the 40, at the 37.
He's 4 for 11. The ball's going to be spotted at the 32. Gain of 4, second down 6. Blair has a sidecar to the right, has an H-back on the left side, split receiver to the left. IUP up front with 4 down linemen. Here they come. The pass is going to be tossed out here and up the near sideline for a first down. And they're going to say the ball, maybe not a first down. They're going to spot it at the 42, I think.
Good call by the linesman. He just barely made the chalk mark. He's marking it correctly.
They are going to give him the first down
at the 43. And that is, the 10-yard pickup there.
So right out of the chute here now, they've given Blair two real easy throws to just try to get him in some rhythm.
Merrimee was at the other end of that, the tight end from Strongsville, Ohio. H-back left side, sidecar right, Blair. Two receivers left, play fake, throws the pass. A diving attempt by Joseph, and they're going to call it good for short gain. Again, pitch and catch. Right in front of the IUP bench.
Joseph's going to have to come out of his helmet.
Yep, helmet, so he will be asked to leave for a play. He's pleading his case, but the referee will have none of it. And they put the ball at the 37-yard line, second and 6. Just little dinks of pitch and catch here to try and get them in the ball game. So, well, they're in the ball game to see if they can get something on the scoreboard. IUP with their 4 down linemen. Man in motion in the slot. They're going to give the ball off and short of the, they'll give him the 50-yard line as Stevenson carrying the ball. He is Randy Ocuno, one of those, and Terrell Williams, a defensive.
So it's going to be
third
a long
down, 4 to go with the ball at the 50.
Yeah, I mean, it's long 3, short 4.
Getting Stevenson in here. They're trying to get their personnel. They hustle a man off
the
field.
Two tight ends on the field now.
H-back on the left side. Two receivers to the left. The handoff, Stevenson, and then he will just make a first down at the IUP 46. And he's slanted to the left to get away from the defense and picked up a first down by at least a yard. And the now they'll respot maybe the 47, and it's a first down for Ashland, trying to move the football here methodically from left to right in the third quarter and trailing IUP 9-0. Going to get a direct snap from center here, and Blair fakes and the short toss, and he short hops it. Incomplete.
Yeah, that, you know, when you look at this, when they have him throw from the pocket, he's not been very effective. Where he's been effective is where they get him on a little half roll, get him moving, and allow him to make throws on the move.
Yeah, on the move is where he is more effective or most effective. We're in the third quarter, 12:02 to go. This quarter being presented by the law offices of Patrick Doherty. 9-0 IUP, H-back right side, two receivers right, split receiver left, sidecar left. Blair hands it off. Stevenson tackled from behind at the 44-yard line. Good reaction by IUP. Terrell Williams and company in there. Brings up another big third down and a long six to go. So the fans now getting, it's a good crowd here tonight, considering the bad weather we had earlier. Third down, ball at the IUP, 43-yard line. Two receivers right, sidecar right, two receivers left. Here comes the defense. Blair over the middle, incomplete. That ball was thrown behind the receiver, and it was a bullet. He looked up, and all of a sudden, something was whizzing right by his head.
Yeah, it really was. Now, you know, if your coach, Geiser, looks like you're in four down territory here. Unless, maybe now they're going to run the kicking unit on. Try to pin IUP deep, but you got to watch a fake here, too. I know it's long distance.
Yeah, IUP got to get the guys off the field, and they do get the guys on the field. Frazier's back. Cook is in the punt. He's going to stand at his 45. Yeah, you really do have to be aware of a little bit of everything from Ashland. And he's going to run the ball.
They are going to run it.
There he's going to fake the throw, and he will make it. He made it by a yard at the
30. And we got a flag. Is that going to come back on a hold?
I think maybe you're right.
So let's see.
A preliminary indication is it's on Ashland. But there you go. Just what we said.
Yeah, you got to make something happen if you're Ashland. Now the question is, did he get the first?
I thought he got it by a yard.
It wouldn't matter, would it, Pat?
Well, if he got the first down, if he didn't get the first down, then we'll decline that penalty and we'll take the ball right there. If they got the first down, then we want the hold.
Yeah, Coach Tortorella. On the offense.
Yeah, so they must have ruled that he got the first down. Otherwise, you would decline that penalty.
Brendan Hermansky is wearing number 49. And they will put the ball back. We're at the 11-13 mark.
Jack,
IUP leads 9-0, and now Cook comes back out. He was a runner a moment ago, and now he will assume his regular position as a punter, we believe. Line of scrimmage is the 50, and ironically, the long snapper is wearing number 50. Back around the 10-yard line, Frazier for IUP. Snap is high, kick is away, and Frazier calls for a fair catch, and he makes the catch. He scares me because it's like he puts both hands up instead of one and makes the catch. Ball is at the 12-yard line for IUP. 10:59 to go, leading 9-0 in their first possession.
You know, Jack, what's been impressive today on both sides of the ball are the punters that are getting some extreme height on their punts.
Yeah, exactly. You're right. Moving it right to left, 12-yard line. Matthew Reavy, offset backfield, keeps it on the ground and picks up a couple of yards on a slant off the right side. Let's see who's in there for IUP. Well, they do make some changes now.
That was Tavion Banks on the carry.
They had the big boys in, the tight end and the fullback, and now they bring some wideouts in. No gain.
One of the great football names on that tackle, Zane Swackhammer.
Ha. Ha ha. Second down and 10. Can't get too conservative. Let's see what offensive coordinator Coach Signetti Jr. comes up with. Two receivers left, two receivers right. Reavy back there to receive the ball. He's back. He throws it over the middle. It's caught by Massey. Immediately hit. About a 5-yard pickup. Third down, looks like a 6-yard pickup. We'll call it third and 4. Under 10 minutes to go, third quarter, 9-0 IUP.
Yeah, if you're IUP, you really would love to pick up this first down just to give your punting unit a little breathing room and try to keep that field position and, obviously, possession of the football.
Reavy has a sidecar left. He sends trips to the left. Whitlock goes in motion to the far side of the field. Reavy looks that way, throws the pass. Immediately the catch is made and immediately hit at the 20-yard line, short of a first down. Ooh, it is pretty close. Fourth down and a yard.
You got to punt the football.
Yeah, it's early in the game. It's, you know, you're so tempted, but they're going to bring them out here with Aiden Spittler and company.
Where's Nico Ruiz when you need him?
Yeah, he was a weapon for sure.
Spittler out of State College, a veteran punter. Stands at an 11-yard line, fourth and one. Snap is good. The kick, a lot of hang time, but not too deep. What kind of, it takes a bounce at midfield. And the ball's going to be downed at the IUP 46. That's where Ashland will have the ball. We'll take a 30-second timeout. It's 9-0 IUP the lead. Listening to IUP football, 92.5 FM, United2Radio.com, presented by IRMC.
Show your IUP spirit and get your hawk on with the help from the Co-op Store. The Co-op Store is your one-stop location for all your IUP swag and appeal this year. The Co-op Store is also the alumni headquarters. IUP is always in your heart, so put something on your front and back that shows that alumni spirit. Norm's Bargain Area, $12 t-shirts, $25 crewnecks, and $30 hoodies. Get your hawk on at the Co-op Store. Follow them on Instagram at IUP Co-op Store and find them online at IUPstore.com.
Your home for IUP sports.
U92.5.
Well, the first play is a dropped pass. Blair had his man for about 5 yards at the IUP 44, but the pass was dropped. Now, IUP has a player down, a defensive player over there. I don't know who it is. I'm not going to even speculate. And it looks like it might be a cramp.
Yeah, it looks like it. They tried to get the ball there. Was that Joseph Jack, number three?
Yeah, he's been around. I mean, he's a veteran.
Yeah, you know, if you remember, he got hurt in the first game last year against us and didn't play the rest of the year.
Yeah, that's right. Well, we do have a timeout for the injury. As working on the IUP individual down there. We're going to keep it here at the S&T Bank broadcast booth. Want to remind you, we'll have the Renda Media Player of the Game or Players of the Game. And don't forget to join us for Hawk Talk. Returns to the Elks Lodge, 6 to 7 o'clock on Monday night. So join us for all of that. You are invited to be part of the audience. Bring your questions or give us a listen. And we'll also be on Renda Digital TV.
Yeah, you know, that's such a great time. You get to come out, ask Coach Tortorella questions. He usually brings a player or some support people, and you know it's a fun night down at the Elks, and you know they do a great job of welcoming all of us in there every Monday night.
See the number. I think I know what the number, but I want to be sure.
Is that number 9?
Yeah, that's Makai Johnson. The transfer from Millersville. There's a completed pass over the middle that is going to be, 3 yards short of a first down. The ball will be spotted at the IUP 39.
Be about third and two.
Third down and three at the 39 of IUP. Third quarter, 8:15 and counting, 9-0 IUP. Defense now repositioning here a little bit. Blair with the ball, the handoff, and it's going to be a first down on a blocked tackle and going down at the IUP 36-yard line. So Ashland getting the ball after IUP had to punt it away. And now it resides at the IUP 36.
The IUP's defense has done a really good job so far tonight, Jack, of you're limiting Ashland's possessions, but now, you know, a couple series here that they've gotten close to first downs, and now they have one. So
first and 10 at the 36, and they have the offense in pretty much tight. Reverse goes to the tight end, Johnson. He is upended around the 30-yard line of IUP. Oh, my goodness. And there's two guys contact on the sideline, on the track, as a matter of fact. But there's no flag thrown. Whew, that was close. IUP player and an Ashland player. Fortunately, they each went their own way. That was a reverse for 8 yards. And the big,
tight end.
They always say the big tight end. Did you ever hear of the little tight end?
Yeah, that's Merrimy.
Yeah, my bad. I'm sorry. I didn't want to say that. Here's a good sign down here. McKay Johnson getting up. Handoff. And this is the fullback, the 250-pounder Lewandowski. He takes the ball to about the 22-yard line. We hadn't seen Colin Remanowski, that is, 257-pounder. And he was running over people, and he did his job, and now he goes to the sideline.
Santos on the tackle. This is
Ashland threatening here to get keeping this series alive. They trailed 9-0. They've moved from their... from the IUP 46, and they're down to the 24. First and 10. IUP showing blitz off the right side, and a play made.
Wow.
Barely made, but wow, what a play.
Yeah, they brought pressure, and he was going after the quarterback. Quarterback handed it off, and he just reached his hand out and was able to.
Johnston, Danielson, and company in there, and it's a loss on the play. Of a couple of yards, second and 12 now, right on the IUP 25. They take one of their very large offensive linemen out, and they bring in a backup guy. They've had a couple of guys shaken up here tonight. Second down 12 at the IUP 25. Blair is back. He's looking to the end zone. It's caught, and it is a touchdown to the tight end, Johnson. 25 yards. He made Damian Johnson. He made a good run on a reverse earlier. And so right back, Ashland scores 46 yards on the drive.
That field position changed, Jack, on that punt bothered me. Gave them too much of another chance, and they obviously took advantage of it.
I'm sorry, I'll make it tough. Yeah, they've got double numbers here on number 9. That's Merriman who scored. Merriman. Extra point is good. And it's 9-7. So, we've got a ball game, but no surprise. 5:31 to go. Third quarter. IUP leads 9-7. We'll take 30 seconds. And all of the action is presented on U92.5 FM, U92Radio.com, presented by IRMC.
Hi, it's me again, Garrett Greek, your local mortgage banker at S&T Bank. If you're looking to purchase a new home to enjoy the changing colors of the fall season, we can help to make it possible. Visit me at one of our Indiana County offices to learn more about our mortgage options. You can also visit us at stbank.com or call us at 800-325-2265. S&T Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Your home for IUP Sports.
U92.5.
Well, there you go. 9-7 ball game. That was a short field, as you said, 46 yards.
Yeah, 7 plays, 46 yards. They were able to pick up a couple first downs in that drive. And, you know, the big play, the 25-yard touchdown, Blair to Merrimy. So IUP's got their work cut out for them now. We knew it wasn't going to be easy, and Ashland, it wasn't going to lay down. So IUP's offense has to get something going.
Watanabe kicking off. Line drive skids along the field.
That'll help IUP.
That wasn't good for them.
No.
He kicked over. Kicked a grounder, didn't want to do that. It skipped along the turf, and out of bounds it went, and the Hawks bring it out. Here in the third quarter, their lead is down to 2.
Where's that? That ball should be at the 35, right?
Shouldn't it? What,
yes.
Wait a minute, yeah, that's what I was
waiting
for.
Referees hadn't said it yet, but it should be at the 35.
Yeah, that's where. I kept waiting. They changed these rules in all three facets of football. you want to make sure you get it right. But 35-yard line is where it should be, and that's where it is. Whitlock goes in motion, now reverse motion. They keep the ball on the ground, and Banks is hit immediately. You know that the Ashland defense is going to be fired up because their offense put points on the board. 1 yard pickup.
Yeah, but IUP still needs to continue to try to run the football, Jack. I know this is a very talented Ashland defense, but for IUP's offense to really get in their rhythm that Coach Signetti wants, they got to run this football better.
Second down, 9 at their own 36. Ravy has Whitlock in the slot left. Receiver out here to the left. Two receivers split out to the right side. Need 9 yards for the first down. Ravy in the pocket, pumps. They hit him. He goes down. Second sack of the game on Ravy. This one back at the 30-yard line. And now long distance. They've got to go all the way to the 45.
Yeah, they brought pressure. And, you know, as we talked about in the pregame, can this offensive line protect, give him enough time to try to get the ball downfield? And, again, 3rd and 15 is not what this offense is built for.
Back to the 30. 15 to go for the first down on a third down play. Two receivers right, little flanker to the left. Ravy back, pressure's on, steps up, lost the ball. It's loose. It's still loose. Ashland's going to get it at the 15-yard line of IUP. They stripped the ball.
And now we got a flag.
What's going on? Oh, yeah.
Another flag.
Three flags.
I'm not sure what this is all about. It's going to be post-possession, but still. That was just like a strip sack. Greg, what did you see down there?
Pat, I was trying to avoid being crushed. Well, the guy's moving around on the sidelines here, so I didn't see what exactly did happen.
That ball squirted out of there and went. Okay, so Ashland recovers. Ashland gets a penalty.
That really hurts, as well, you know.
Yeah, and, you know, that even with the penalty, they're still going to be set up in great field position.
At the 3:59 mark here in the third quarter presented by the law offices of Pat Dougherty, and so the 15-yard penalty, but the Crimson Hawks cough it up.
All right, they're going to set that ball right around the 31-yard line.
Pat, you said something a few moments ago that the IUP offense was not set up to have to get a 3rd and 15 or something like that.
Yeah.
We've got the receivers and theoretically the quarterback. Why would you necessarily say that that's, you know, not capable?
Well, because we haven't been able to protect when he's tried to go downfield. They've been able to do a good job of collapsing the pocket. Where we've been effective throwing the ball is on the screens and on the quick throws.
They've exposed some of the IUP inexperience on the offensive line. But the ball now is in deep in IUP territory. Ashland has it at the 31. Blair back to pass. He gets the rush. He throws the pass. And a diving, unbelievable, out of bounds. That was a great catch, but it doesn't count. Because diving and out of bounds he went. Whoa, that's a heck of a throw. That's a long throw over on that far sideline.
IUP brought pressure there, Jack, and Blair had to get rid of the ball. Joseph made a great attempt diving to try to get that catch, and the side judge called it incomplete. So we're gonna
second down 10 at the 31 of IUP. Hawks are clinging to a 2-point lead. Ashland trying to capitalize on the IUP miscue. Blair looking over the defense. Sends receivers to the left. Flanker to the right. Two receivers left. Man in motion. Here comes the defense. That ball's going to go out of bounds and incomplete. One of the IUP players, red shirt players, not dressed, but made the catch out of bounds. 3rd and 10.
yeah, this is a big play for the IUP defense. If you get it, then Coach Geiser is going to have a decision. Does he try to go for a field goal from here if Ashland doesn't get any more yardage, or does he keep his offense out there?
They have a freshman kicker in Wananabe, but it's third down and 10 at the IUP 31. Sidecar left, trips left, flanker right. Snap to the quarterback. Blair's on the quarterback keeper. Finds some room, and he slices his way for a first down. Maybe. Is it the 21? I think he got it.
That's pretty close.
Very close. They've not ruled it yet.
Quarterback draw. Good call once again. Yeah, no, he's a yard short.
But I imagine they'll go for this now.
Fourth down, they hustle the guy in. Need a yard for a first down. Quarterback's he going to go under center? Yeah, he does. Oh.
I think the second lean got it.
Yeah, he got it. They keep plunging forward, and he even got to the...
Yeah, they gave it to him.
20-yard line.
They had good initial pressure, and the second surge was just enough to get that first down.
Wait, again. Is that what the Eagles do now? The ones in Philly?
Similar. Yep.
The ones in Ashland?
Well, I think this line is bigger than the Eagles' line.
You think?
Well, I don't know, but they're all 300 pounds or more. So the ball is just outside the 20. We'll call it the 21, and it's first and 10 with 2:35 and counting here in the quarter. And IUP leading 9-7, and Ashland is threatening big time. Fake. Stevenson over the middle. Pass is caught. Fumble the ball. IUP's got it. At the 4 or 5 yard line.
What a play by the IUP defense. Now I'm going to say, if I'm Doug Geiser, I ask these referees to take a look and see if it was actually a completed pass.
Please don't.
Well, I agree with you. But have replay. Let's hope he forgets that we have replay.
Well, you know what? That's the first thing that came to my mind. But
yeah, but that's a big turnover for the IUP defense at the 2:19 mark.
That was huge, if it stands.
And they're running their defense on. I don't even think they're going to ask to look at this.
Was there really a question, Pat?
Well, you know, Greg, on those close bang-bangs, you never know.
Well, the other thing is, too, we're partisan. You know, people know who we're rooting for, and that's the team that we want to see win. And, of course, you're going to side with them. The first play is a handoff, and they're just not getting much. Now, Massey comes out. Whitlock goes in. Gain was a yard to the 6. It is now 2nd and 9 at the IUP 6-yard line. I don't know who recovered the fumble.
Number 5. Let's see who that is. Is that McCaskey? No, let me see.
Oh, Awuha. Number 5?
Yes, David Awuha.
The transfer and all-conference D-back from Seton Hill. 1:34 to go, and IUP is going to call timeout. So we'll take a 30-second break. The score is IUP 9, Ashland 7. And we're presented on 92.5 FM, United2Radio.com, presented
for
by
the most
IRMC.
Comprehensive coverage of IUP football, visit the new IUP Football Central page, available on any of our Renda Media websites. IUP Football Central is presented by the Co-op Store. And we're pleased to announce that longtime IUP beat writer Matt Berglund has joined our sports team and will provide detailed coverage with special features, an IUP at Midweek report, game preview articles, and, of course, game day coverage, too. Check out IUP Football Central, presented by the Co-op Store, serving IUP since 1933.
Your home for IUP sports.
U92.5.
Well, things are tense here. IUP's got to get a couple of first downs here.
Yeah, they really do. I mean, the defense really showed up, got another turnover. Now the offense has to get a first down and change field position.
All right, let's watch them now from the 6-yard line. And the handoff comes to the left side. And again, it's a short gain. IUP getting some blocking up front by McDonough, the left tackle. But the gain is only a yard. Now it's third down and eight at the 7.
Yeah, I understand you know, you want to be conservative, backed up in your own end. You don't want to turn the ball over, but you have to get first downs. And right now, IUP's offense is really kind of stuck in neutral.
And Ashland, many men in the box up there. Third down and 8 at the 7. Reavy in the end zone. Throws. Man open. Massey's got it. 30, 35, 40, 45, 50. Far side of the field of 45. And he's all the way down to the 40-yard line. Biggest play of the game.
You know, really good job. That time, Jack, Matthew Reavy had time up front. The offensive lineman did a great job. And, you know, Maurice Massey, that's why he's here, Jack, to make those kind of plays. And the yards after the catch, significant. Big first down for IUP. Now they got to put points on the board.
I've got 53 yards on that one, unofficially.
Kind of ironic when I asked Coach Tortorella about Massey, when he came out for the second half and kind of was stymied. Well, wasn't stymied that time.
Yeah, no, he's had a couple big plays, some yards after the catch. So that's the end of the quarter.
That's the end of the third quarter, brought to us by you, the law office of Pat Doherty, 97 IUP. We'll be back. Fourth quarter coming up on U92.5 FM, U92Radio.com, presented by IRMC.
From furniture to flooring, mattresses to accessories, you'll save big at Dowd's. Dowd's showrooms are filled with furnishings from America's finest manufacturers. You can save thousands on Dowd's floor samples and receive incredible savings on custom orders. Whether you're looking to furnish one room or your entire home, right now it's all on sale at Dowd's. Drive a little, save a lot. Dowd's of Plumville and Greensburg.
Doesn't your home deserve Dowd's?
Your home for IUP sports.
U92.5.
So they switch sides in the fourth quarter coming up, and IUP will have the ball on the 40-yard line after the big play to Maurice Massey.
You know, it's one thing to say the Massey's, you know, doing what he does, and we've all seen that before, but that's why you have Reavy in there. That's the kind of a quarterback that can get him a ball. That went out there quickly on a line. I don't want to say it was an easy catch, but it was a very well-thrown ball.
Yeah, and IUP's made a few adjustments up front, Jack. We'll have to get those numbers. There's a couple new offensive linemen in there.
Under center this time with one setback at the Ashland 40. They fake. Going for the long bomb, and this one is too far into the end zone, and the coverage was pretty good. They tried to go for the juggler on the first down and 10 at the 40. Let's see. Offensively, I see that the right tackle is Koval. Center, of course, is veteran Matt Nelson out of Indiana High School.
You know, IUP might have been happy that ball was thrown that far because there were three defenders that if that ball's 3 yards short, any one of them could have picked it off.
That's a very good point. Yep, they had a lot of defenders back there.
I still like the call.
Yeah, that part of the field, I like those type of play. Whitlock off to the left, flanker to the right in Massey. On the ground, and it goes for almost a 5-yard pickup. We'll call it a 4-yard pickup to the 36. J.D. Younger carrying the ball. J.D. was a second-team all-conference last year with 466 yards and 7 touchdowns. So it brings up a 3rd and 6 at the 36. Reedy looks to the sideline.
And what that play to Massey did, Jack, was enabled IUP to flip the field. So now Coach Tortorella is going to have some decisions. You know, is this going to be 4-down territory? I think we're close.
Yeah. Okay, if I read it correctly, Jeremiah Coleman, who is a great young talent, a true freshman, is to the left. Whitlock is going to go out that way, and I think the clock ran out.
It did.
Yep.
Boy, how do you do that?
Delay of game.
Look at that hole in your foot where you just shot yourself.
Back now to the 41.
Yeah, that's an unforced error for sure. And the clock's running now, so IUP's got to get that play call in. Third and 11 now.
Third and 11 at the 41 with a 9-7 lead in the fourth quarter. We've seen the momentum go back and forth.
We're down to
right
10 seconds.
Right now, IUP has a little bit of it, but they still have a lot to do. They get to the line of scrimmage, 3 seconds, 2 seconds. They just get it off. Reavy's back. Massey was open. Reavy looks to the right. Reavy's going to run, and he runs into the IUP sideline.
He's going to be
short.
Be
in the vicinity of the 35-yard line. So we're going to need another good 5 yard, maybe more. Let's see where
they're
going
to mark
it.
That back to the 38.
Ooh, all the way back to the 38. Yeah, it'll be 4th and 8. Well, 4th and 8.
It's a little bit out of Andresi's range for a field goal. And again, they're milling around that play clock. They're going to punt this football away, Jack. So after that big play, IUP's offense stalls. They're going to give the ball back to Ashland.
And here they got, now they got to hustle another man on the field. There's a little bit of disorganization, and there's a clock ran out.
Yeah, they're going to take a penalty on this here.
Boy, this is not good.
That doesn't really hurt, though.
No, that penalty doesn't hurt them.
Well, actually, it doesn't. You're right, because it gives you a little more leeway of punting. But the thing is, it's not organized.
Your
correct.
Point's well taken, Jack.
So back to the 43 now.
Yeah, the operation just on those last couple plays just didn't seem very clean.
Weiss is back at his 10-yard line to receive the punt of Aiden Spittler. And this one should be returned. And it is taken around the 12, and he fights his way up toward the 20-yard line. Spittler with his 6th punt. He's averaging 41 a kick. So the Eagles take the ball. Going to leave it up to the defense of IUP right now. And the ball will be at the 20-yard line. I want to remind you that we do have the McDonald's on your drive home post-game show. We're hearing from Coach Tortorella. We will also hear from our Renda Media player or players of the game. But we have a long way to go yet with 12:55 remaining and 80 yards away for Ashland, trailing by 2. Blair lines it up in a pistol formation. Twins to the left. Now man goes blocking back in the backfield. Handoff. And not very good tackling, and tackling out of bounds. Stevenson fought his way for a few yards. He should have been stopped there. A woo-ah came over to make the tackle.
Yeah, but he it's got a good five-yard pickup.
Looked like it should have been a 1 or 2 yard gain. But credit Stevenson.
Ball sits at the 26-yard line.
Yeah, we're going to call it second here and almost 5. Cam Blair taking the snap. Hands it off. And barreling his way through to, we'll see where the knee went down to the 30-yard line. Going to be about 31-yard line. It's going to be a first down.
Yeah, he rolled. Favorable, but.
Two plays, first down. Fourth quarter, Jack Benedict, Pat Doherty at the S&T Bank broadcast booth. People forward banking. Here we go. New set of downs at their own 31. And the handoff trying to skirt the right side. And we'll see where the player went out of bounds on the handoff to Colin Romanowski, the big man at 250 or so. Picked up 3. 34-yard line.
Second and 7.
Clock is running. Fourth quarter, 9-7 IUP. They have a touchdown, missed extra point, field goal. Touchdown, extra point for Ashland. Now with Blair from the gun, handing it off. picked up some yardage to the 40-yard line, and they're picking up the type of yards that they need to get to keep a drive alive.
Yeah, you know, there's been a good concerted effort now for Ashland to run this football, and they've been doing a decent job. It's going to be third and one now.
Third down, one at their own 40-yard line. And, big pile up there.
I don't think he got it, Jack. They kept him right at the 40.
At the 40. Somebody went head over heels in there for IUP.
Santos. Santos on the play.
Well, the dive over the center is what did that. What stopped it?
Yeah, and they're gonna go for this. At least line up to.
If I had a 250-pound fullback and a 300-pound offensive line, and I needed a yard,
they have a new quarterback in the game.
Novak, big man.
Timeout.
IUP.
Ashland.
They were running out. The clock was running out.
I keep wondering, with the way they're pounding the ball, there's going to be one of these plays where they're going to go downfield 30, 40 yards, and it's going to work.
Look, yeah.
The big play.
Yep. Yeah. We're so focused on stopping the run right now.
Well, we do want to remind you that you can check out Matt Berglund's IUP Football Central page, and he's got all the information on the IUP Crimson Hawks throughout the season as he joins us on Renda Media, Renda coverage team here. Well, fourth and one.
Yeah, I mean, let's see what they do. You know, it's interesting that they brought in Novak. He's a big kid, 6'5", Novak, 230-pounder. Can IUP get a stop here on a fourth and one?
They looked like they had, let's see who IUP had on defense in there. Well, they took out a big man in Kadir Jacobs, a 325-pounder. He is not in there. Williams is in there. Goodwin, Danielson. Acuna has been down here trying to limber up on the track. I don't know if he's back in there or not. So the ball is on the far side hash with a fourth and one. Eagles have it on their own 40. 10:50 in the game. Hawks lead by two. Ashland trailed by two. They hurry it up. They line it up.
And it looks like they're going to punt, but they've been known to do that snap. And
yeah, I wouldn't believe
they
that.
They faked it once already.
Short snap? No, they do kick it away. And the fair catch. Oh,
wow.
Staggered made the catch at the 19 IUP ball.
That's a heart failure kick.
Oh, that's an adventure.
Oh, great. Don't do that.
We're going to keep it here at the S&T Bank broadcast booth. I'm surprised that they didn't go.
Well, you know,
what their defense is doing.
Their defense has done a really nice job. It's a 2-point game. You give IUP the ball there, who knows? But they have IUP's offense, other than a couple plays here or there, hasn't proved that they can sustain a drive.
Had one big play to Massey.
Right.
And to
Washington.
And to Washington, which was a score, but that was like almost feels like yesterday. Logan Danielson's trying to get loose down here on the track. Here's a short pass out to Whitlaw. 25, 30, 35, 40. And the little guy goes to the 40-yard line.
That's
the guy you want to get going. The transfer from Pitt and the all-purpose player out of Bell Vernon. And he goes from the 19-yard line to the 39 for 20 yards.
It's exactly what you want to do if you're Frank Cignetti. Get Matt Reavy comfortable with those easy passes. And get it to your playmakers, your guys that can make plays in space.
Lining up at the 39-yard line. Two receivers left. A little split receiver to the right. Reavy's in the gun. That's Whitlock in motion to the far side of the field. I'm sure the Ashland defense has their eyes on him. And the handoff is fake. And Reavy kept the ball.
Oh, they were looking to strip that.
Yeah.
Goes down short of the 40. Randy Washington checks in for IUP, replacing Tavion Banks Fullback Greg is in. Tight end Marcus Day is in. So it's second and 10 at the 39. There was no gain for Reavy. Still 9:20 to go. 2-point lead.
Yeah, IUP needs to really get a couple first downs, try to get another score here.
Offset backfield. Fake to Washington, looking for the tight end. Reavy going to run the football, steps out of bounds. Nope, he got hit. Well, they get out of there. They push him back, and actually he's hit right at the 39. Did a lot of running for no gain. That looked uncomfortable.
Yeah, I'm not sure. I mean, obviously they were trying to hit the deep cross, but it wasn't there, so he did a good job of just eating it.
Do you think he was going to go to Greg? Parker
yeah,
Gregg?
Yeah, I think that's who he wanted to try to get the ball to was Parker Gregg. But it's third and 10 now.
Third and 10 at the 39 after the Whitlock run, and now they kind of stagnant a little bit, back to pass, and they're going to sack him. That's three sacks. Back at the 33-yard line. And Shimmick, who is one heck of a football player, he has been playing his entire career against IUP.
Yeah.
All six games, I think.
And loss of six.
Well, here we go. Aiden Spittler lined up around his 20-yard line to kick the ball to Riley Weiss. And they were coming. The kick is not a Weiss fair catch, 30-yard line. We'll take a 30-second timeout. It's IUP 9, Ashland 7. Coming your way on U92.5 FM, U92Radio.com, presented by IRMC.
Peripheral artery disease is a narrowing of the arteries in the arms, legs, or pelvis, and it can develop into something very, very serious. Some people have it and don't even know it. Join IRMC vascular surgeon Dr. Gregory Lynch for a one-mile walk around the Mack Park track, some light refreshments, and a question and answer session on Tuesday, September 9th at 6 p.m. Learn about peripheral artery disease and how vascular surgery can treat it. Call 357-8088 to register.
Your home for IUP Sports.
U92.5.
Back in Miller Stadium, Signetti Field, Jack Benedict, Pat Doherty, S&T Bank broadcast booth, 30-yard line, play fake, back to pass, Blair going long, man is open, tight end dives, can't catch it, but he was open, lumbering his way down the sideline, and Clax was trying to catch up, and he almost, Henny, made a diving catch.
Yeah, just IUP's very fortunate there that ball was just outside of the reach, and it looks like Terrell Williams is a little bit cramped.
I'll tell you what, we're seeing a lot of that. Danielson here on the sideline, Acuno on the track, they were all up running the bike, the exercise bike.
But if you look at Terrell Williams right now, he's trying to stretch that calf out.
Second and 10, the ball at the 30, their own 30, IUP showing blitz. Blair giving up ground, rolling to the right, throwing on the run. And it's caught. It's going to be caught and downed at the IUP 40-yard line. On the move, Blair, that's where he's tough. And it was Joseph who hauled it in.
Yeah,
their best receiver.
They've done a really good job. When Blair is on the move, they've been able to make something happen.
You know, gentlemen, this clock is beginning to bother me. We're down to 7 minutes. If they score almost any amount, it might not leave a lot of time left.
Yeah, that's a good point. Blair hands the ball off. And that's Romanowski, who stopped after a short gain. Well, not that short. I see where, okay, IUP takes out Noah Vaughn, brings in Mercier Mayer. Gain of three, second and seven at the IUP 38. 6.5 to go. IUP leads by two and just hanging on for dear life here. Haven't shown a whole lot of signs of life.
Can the defense come up again?
There is There's a break, 35-30. Tackled from behind. Stevenson was tackled at the IUP 28-yard line. He was ready to go to the house.
Yeah, that was just a good cutback run.
Well, Danielson really struggling coming off the field. Yeah, he's limping. And they're wearing the defense down.
Yeah, they really are.
Yeah, that's what's happening here. He goes over and sits on the bench. Danielson does. And handoff left side, 25-yard line. Stevenson upended around the 20. Man face down for Ashland.
He's short. Steve. Barely.
It's going to be second and one.
It's going to be 1 yard away from a first down here at the IUP 19. Ball at the 19-yard line of IUP. Sidecar left, double tight, split receiver to the left. Quarterback keeps the ball. Hit hard, goes down at the 15. First down. Ocuno back in action. He had to be replaced. Now Danielson goes back in. They're hurting, but they're playing.
Yeah, and they're rotating guys, trying to keep them fresh as they can. But as Greg pointed out, that clock just keeps ticking. We're in under 4 minutes and almost 30 seconds now.
Four and a half remaining in the game. In regulation, IUP leads by two, and Ashland is driving. They are at the 15-yard line. They hand off Stevenson, and he's hit. He'll be losing yardage. That was good D. IUP
good
penetration.
Job. IUP was able to stretch that play out.
That's a loss on the play. And we have I thought we had a man down. I guess not.
The thing for Ashland is they are in field goal range.
What worries me about the clock factor is if they score, even if it's a field goal, our offense has certainly not been the barn burner today. Will we have enough offense to come back and even make an attempt at a field goal? You know, keep your fingers crossed.
Yeah, I mean, that clock is bleeding.
Third down.
Each team has two timeouts.
At about 15 to go here at the IUP 18. Blair hands the ball off to Stevenson. He finds a big hole. Battles his way inside the 5-yard line. Picked up a first down. What a run.
Let him score.
Yep, what a run. 3:22
to go. And the clock continues to roll.
What about that idea, Pat? Let them score the touchdown.
Yeah, I understand the logic.
Lined up at the 5 or the 4. The handoff into the pile. No call. It's around the 1-yard line. Ball is around the 1. We're down to 2:50. And Ashland trying to find a lead right here and running the clock.
And if I'm Ashland, I'm not in any hurry at all.
No way. They're in the upper hand.
They can't run it down to the 2-minute timeout, but
No, you're right. We're at 27 seconds away from the 2-minute timeout. Ball is around the 1-yard line, lined up with sidecars left and right, and the handoff.
He's in.
Is he in? They didn't get the call. There it is. He's in. Touchdown, Ashland, comes at the 2:10 mark. I think it was Stevenson. In any event, we know he plays for the other team, and Ashland takes the lead. All these games in these series have ended similarly.
So it's a 4-point game. The extra point would make it a 5-point game. Do you keep your offense on and go for 2 to try to make it a 6-point game? Because then a touchdown and extra point beat you. And I think that's what Coach Geiser is going to think about.
With 2:10 to go. So let's take a 30-second break here with IUP now trailing 13-9. on U92.5, U92Radio.com, presented by IRMC.
Show your IUP spirit and get your hawk on with the help from the Co-op Store. The Co-op Store is your one-stop location for all your IUP swag and appeal this year. The Co-op Store is also the alumni headquarters. IUP is always in your heart, so put something on your front and back that shows that alumni spirit. Norm's Bargain Area, $12 t-shirts, $25 crewnecks, and $30 hoodies. Get your hawk on at the Co-op Store. Follow them on Instagram at IUP Co-op Store and find them online at iupstore.com.
Your home for IUP Sports.
U92.5.
Crimson Hawks trail 13-9, 2:10 remain. Ashland timeout, talking it over.
Yeah, I mean, do you go for two in this situation to make it a six-point game? Because then a touchdown and an extra point has to beat you. Whereas if they just kick the field goal, it's a five-point game, a touchdown beats you. And they're going to go for two.
So they'll line it up with two receivers wide left, two receivers wide right.
The only quarterback man, draw.
Yeah, that's what with, and it, there it is. And he didn't make it. Did not make it. So the score remains 13-9. Ashland will kick the ball. IUP's going to get this offense in gear with 2:10 to go. We're back with the kickoff on U92.5, U92Radio.com, presented by IRMC.
Football season is here, and Luther Ford is bringing the heat with a summer sales event that's a total game changer. You can lease a 2025 Ford Explorer Active, F-150 Super Crew STX, a Bronco Big Band, or a Mustang GT Coupe for just $499 a month on a 36-month lease with zero down payment and cash due at signing. Plus, score a complimentary two-month maintenance plan to keep you driving strong all season long.
Ford for America. Luther Ford for Indiana County and beyond.
See dealer for details at Luther Ford, Route 119, Homer City, and online at lutherford.com.
Your home for IUP Sports.
U92.5.
Well, if IUP ever put together a two-minute drill, we can make a 2:10. That would be good.
Yeah, that would be good right now. It's a four-point game. IUP needs to score a touchdown here. Field goal doesn't help you. And, you know, obviously Ashland's going to be pinning their ears back because they know they're going to have to throw the ball. Now, IUP has two timeouts plus the two-minute timeout. And the clock does stop on first downs.
So there's time, but the thing is they have not been able to sustain any kind of a running game.
No.
And they're going to have to open it up some. So let's see how it goes. And Watanabe ready to kick. He kicked a squibber last time that went out of bounds. This one is a line drive. Let it go in the end zone, and it goes 5 yards deep, and they will bring it out. So with 2:10 to go, the Hawks offense, highly touted, has been somewhat touted tonight, but not much.
Yeah, I mean, they've had a couple big plays, but otherwise it's been ho-hum. So they got 75 yards to go.
Ball's
going to
be spotted
10 seconds
on the far side hash. Trailing by a score of 13-9. Matthew Reeves is back to pass. He throws a screen, incomplete. That was intended for Banks, but there was no way he was going to be able to catch that thing. He got caught up in the wash.
Yeah, and you got... The key to every two-minute drill is you got to pick up that first down.
Down to 2:07, the timeout will come after this play. Back to pass. Steps up, running, throwing.
Intercepted.
Oh, he threw it in open territory. It's intercepted, and this game is going to be over in another 2 minutes. I don't know where he was throwing the ball. He overshot everybody, and the safety man picked it off. He looked like he was the receiver.
And we're at the two-minute timeout, Jack, right on the nose. Our two-minute timeout is brought to you by Luigi's Restaurante and Climber for gold-winning service. The Tate family has been doing it for 41 years now. and go out and see Louie and Sal and young Louie and go enjoy yourself a nice meal. I'm partial to the pork chops, and you know, it's a great atmosphere. You won't go wrong treating yourself to Luigi's Restaurante and Climber.
Yep, great place to go. And we have exactly 2 minutes remaining in the game. And that ball, that was intercepted by the safety man. There could have been anybody there because there was nobody around. The ball was way overthrown by Matthew Reavy.
Yeah, there was pressure, and Reavy climbed the pocket and tried to take a deep shot, and it just wasn't where we needed it to be. And, you know, this Ashland team is a very good football team. Make no mistake.
Oh, yeah.
But too many mistakes have cost IUP tonight.
I think of them, a part of it, of them playing against Reavy last year had to help some.
Yeah,
they
think so.
They had some confidence. I mean, they played pretty well against them.
Yeah.
they won the game.
And they knew what to expect. And, you know, the other thing that we've seen is this offensive line, the highly touted offensive line that they had, you know, they really have worn down IUP's defense as this game went along.
They did. There were a lot of IUP players. They were trying to interject the defensive line that were getting worn down.
You notice, guys, there was a flag just thrown?
Yeah, and then he picked it up.
So the ball at the Ashland 38. And let's see if some kind of miracle can happen here. And maybe they'll get a fumbarooski of some kind. And a handoff goes to the 41-yard line. And IUP calls time with 1:54 to go. So we will take a 30-second break. Ashland University 13, IUP 9. Presented on 92.5 FM, 92radio.com, presented by IRMC.
If you or a loved one are dealing with a personal injury case, Marcus and Mack is here to help. I'm Bob Marcus.
And I'm Brian Nitterheiser.
At Marcus and Mack, we've been fighting for our clients for nearly 50 years.
From car accidents to workplace injuries, we've got you covered.
Our team is dedicated to getting you the compensation you deserve.
Marcus and Mack, with 5 convenient offices, including our headquarters right here in Indiana.
At Marcus & Mack, we mean business. Call the Hurt Line or visit our website at marcusandmack.com.
Josephine's Pizzeria presents Funky Brunch. Experience mouthwatering breakfast and brunch dishes crafted from scratch with premium ingredients. Open Tuesday through Saturday, 8 to 12:30. Discover more at josephinespizzeria.com. Indiana's beloved brunch, now with new items.
Your home for IUP sports.
U92.5.
Second down, handoff off the right side, and this time nowhere. At the 41-42-yard line, takes it down to 1:47. Clock is stopped. It's going to bring up third down now. And IUP coming off the field. Ashland going the other way. Coming up, we'll have on the postgame show, the McDonald's On Your Drive Home postgame show. I mentioned our winners tonight of the Big Mac sack attack, Teresa Jula of Indiana, Dennis Wells, Indiana, and on the interception by Kalen Frazier, Thomas Marshall of Indiana.
And you know, Jack, that all was in the first half. IUP doesn't have any sacks in the second half, and they haven't forced any turnovers in the second half.
Yeah, and to the credit of Ashland, what they did is they went to their strength, which is their veteran defensive players and their veteran offensive line.
Yeah, and you know, they've been able to get 2 touchdown drives here in the second half and really just kind of worked their tight ends and ran the football very effectively. Now, if IUP can get a stop here, they're going to get the ball back with about a minute to go.
Yeah, and this is a big play here to keep things going. And the whistle blows. Whoa, we got people tumbling all over the place. And an IUP player getting up limping, now sitting down. Let's see what we have here. And the trainers. False start by Ashland. We have a player down for IUP. And trainer Mark Wolf and his crew going out. We're going to take a 30-second break. with the score with 1:47 to go, Ashland 13, IUP 9. They're still alive. Stay with us on U92.5, U92Radio.com, presented by IRMC.
This is Joe Ruschini of the Ruschini Group. Since 1938, the Ruschini Group has helped businesses of all sizes with their business insurance and employee benefits needs. Call us at 724-349-1300 and let us help you navigate your success.
The Ruschini Group is proud of the Crimson Hawks and wishes the players and coaches good luck throughout the season. The Ruschini Group is proud to be a part of Indiana County and the IUP community. Learn more at Ruschini.com. That's Ruschini.com.
Your home for IUP sports.
U92.5.
Third down, 11 to go at their own 36. Ashland with the ball after that penalty against them. And the handoff. Great play, IUP, right there. Down deep, loss of a yard on the play. And fourth down is coming up. And blitzing through was Noah Johnston. Now,
so the yeah,
ball spotted back at the 35.
They're going to have to punt this ball with about 102.
We're at 126 and counting right now. Well, be nice to see if Kalen Frazier could take one all the way.
Yeah, I mean, if I'm Coach Tord, I tell him, let's, you know, you've fair caught a lot of balls tonight. It's time to try to return one here. Or do you just put everybody up and try to go block the kick on 4th and 14?
Now, last year, Terrell Williams had two block kicks and one block field goal. But he's been hurting in this game because he's playing so hard, right in the middle of things. We're still in a hold possession here. Post-game show, compliments of the co-op store. We'll hear from Coach Paul Tortorella as the Hawks one last gasp here.
Minute 3 on the clock with that timeout. And that's Ashland's last, so neither team has any timeouts left.
The fog settling in on the far side, hovering over Miller Stadium, Signetti Field. We need a homer in the gloaming. Bring back an old baseball phrase. Here's staying the 21-yard line, Justin Cook. IUP up on the line. The snap, here they come. The kick is away. Up into the sky, it is Frazier. Hauls it in, trying to find an opening. They trap him back at the 14. Big play on the special defense there. Special teams and a long way to go in 53 seconds.
No timeouts, 53 seconds. It can be done. But they've got a long way to go. 87 yards away, Jack.
Ooh. 13-yard line of IUP. Two receivers right, no timeouts. Reavy back, looking, throwing over the middle. It's caught, tackle made at the 16. A gain of only about 3 yards on the play to Cy Clark. IUP hustles, comes up to the line of scrimmage after about a 3-yard pickup. Reavy is back. He's being rushed. He's going to go down again. That's 4 sacks on the day.
Yeah, and that's just...
And that's absolutely what you didn't want to happen.
Yeah, and that's been our concern coming in.
Yep. The protection. 20 seconds and counting. Reavy back, steps up, throws near sideline. Incomplete. One hopper to Massey with 14 seconds. Well, Ashland, this is the type of ball to play. This is the type of winning that they are accustomed to. They are not a flamboyant team. They are just very, very solid, very efficient.
Yes.
14 seconds left.
Fourth and 14.
Reavy back. Steps up, lets it go. Home run ball for Massey, intercepted at the 49-yard line. They're going to run it back and just run it and dive. And with 2 seconds, this game's going to be over in 2 seconds. That's what, 3 picks today?
Yeah.
And he threw three against them last year.
Yeah, and that ball didn't even have a chance.
No. And this game is going to end on that note with 2 seconds, and Ashland will win the first in the series. And the sixth time was a charm. 13-9 is going to be your final score right here as the Eagles come into town, ranked 23rd, and they get a big win on the road at IUP.
Yeah, and just the way that whole thing played out, you know, tale of two halves. And, you know, they were able to come out in the second half and just kind of impose their will with their big offensive line and just make enough plays to put the ball in the end zone.
All right, we're going to break very quickly and be back on the McDonald's On Your Drive Home post-game show, 13-9, as Ashland defeats IUP on U92.5, U92Radio.com, presented by IRMC.
For the most comprehensive coverage of IUP football, visit the new IUP Football Central page, available on any of our Renda Media websites. IUP Football Central is presented by the Co-op Store, and we're pleased to announce that longtime IUP beat writer Matt Berglund has joined our sports team and will provide detailed coverage with special features, an IUP at Midweek report, game preview articles, and of course game day coverage too. Check out IUP Football Central, presented by the Co-op Store, serving IUP since 1933.
Show your IUP spirit and get your hawk on with the help from the Co-op Store. The Co-op Store is your one-stop location for all your IUP swag and appeal this year. The Co-op Store is also the alumni headquarters. IUP is always in your heart, so put something on your front and back that shows that alumni spirit. Norm's Bargain Area, $12 t-shirts, $25 crew necks, and $30 hoodies. Get your hawk on at the Co-op Store. Follow them on Instagram at IUP Co-op Store and find them online at iupstore.com.
It's time for the McDonald's On Your Drive Home postgame show, delivered by your four Indiana County neighborhood McDonald's. McDonald's, I'm loving it. And now let's get back to the stadium. Here's Jack Benedict.
Oh, okay. Okay. And welcome back to the McDonald's postgame show. On Your Drive Home, McDonald's postgame show. We're going to hear from Coach Paul Tortorella in a minute as Ashland comes away with the victory here by a score of 13-9. Our coach's interview brought to you by the Co-op Store, serving IUP students since 1933. Greg, down to you with a coach.
Hey, Coach Tortorella. You know, we had a lead, a small lead through the entire game. Couldn't seem to keep the offense on the field. What were they doing stymieing the offense so effectively?
Well, they were whipping us up front. You know, we had trouble protecting the quarterback. We couldn't get the run game going. They got a pretty good defense. You know, they're a good team. We struggled a little bit on third down. You know, second half, we really only made one play the whole half on offense, the deep ball where they to Massey. And then we got stymied down there, and then we didn't get much out of our punt. We only gained about 18 yards after our punt. We were trying to pin them down there, down inside the 10. You know, tough game. You know, battle, good team. Just couldn't get one more. You know, we played pretty good defense other than, you know, the two drives that we gave up. They hit a pass on us, ran a pick play. They did a good job executing it. So it's, you know, one score game like usual with them. We've happened to be fortunate enough to win the other five, and we just weren't good enough to win this one, and they made the plays in the, you know, second half that we didn't.
You obviously wanted to try to run the ball effectively, but just couldn't pull it off. Was there any time during the game where you thought about taking a completely different approach? You've got good receivers, but they didn't seem to be in the game.
Well, we did, and then we had trouble protecting. You know, they got a lot of pressure on our quarterback. So, you know, when the run game was not going for us, we tried to throw the ball, and they whipped us up front on their pass rush. We didn't do a great job protecting, and we missed a couple receivers late there on third down, one of our last third downs. We had Chamonix running up the seam wide open, and he didn't have time to get it to him. I mean, he's wide open running up the seam. But that happens.
What, if anything, did you learn from this game that you can apply going forward?
Well, I think we played a really good team that we did a good job you know, most of the game, especially defensively. You know, had a couple turnovers offensively with interceptions late. You know, we threw a couple late because we were taking shots down the field. But, you know, we got a takeaway down in the red zone where we recovered a fumble. But, you know, the only thing I would take away, I thought we played a pretty good game defensively, but we only had one takeaway. And we just got to be better. You know, we got to be better in the kicking game. And obviously got to score more than 9 points.
Low season head coach.
Absolutely.
So hopefully better luck next week.
And it's just one game, and it's a non-league game. So, you know, maybe we'll see them down the road.
Hope so. Okay. Have a good week. Yep.
Okay, Greg, thank you. The coach's interview brought to you by the Co-op Store, serving IUP students since 1933. Be sure to check out the 150, IUP 150 merchandise, of course, is for the anniversary. We'll continue on the McDonald's on your drive home postgame show. Coming back with recap and stats and all of that coming your way back after this on U92.5 FM, U92Radio.com, and IUP losing at 13-9, presented by IRMC.
From furniture to flooring, mattresses to accessories, you'll save big at Dowd's. Dowd's showrooms are filled with furnishings from America's finest manufacturers. You can save thousands on Dowd's floor samples and receive incredible savings on custom orders. Whether you're looking to furnish one room or your entire home, right now it's all on sale at Dowd's. Drive a little, save a lot. Dowd's of Plumville and Greensburg.
Doesn't your home deserve Dowd's?
Call Larry Catless, financial advisor of Eagle Strategies, LLC, a registered investment advisor for all your financial planning needs. Registered representative offering securities through NyLife Securities, LLC. Member FINRA, SIPC, a licensed insurance agency. Office located at 674 Philadelphia Street, Indiana, PA. Eagle Strategies, LLC and NyLife Securities, LLC are New York Life companies. Call this number. It's never too late. 463-7788.
Football season is almost here, and Luther Ford is bringing the heat with a summer sales event that's a total game changer. Lease a new Ford Escape, Mustang, Bronco Sport, or F-150 Lightning for just $399 a month on a 36-month lease with zero down payment and cash due at signing. Plus, score a complimentary 2-month maintenance plan to keep you driving strong all season long.
Ford for America. Luther Ford for Indiana County and beyond.
See dealer for details at Luther Ford, Route 119, Homer City, and online at lutherford.com. The McDonald's On Your Drive Home postgame show continues with a recap of today's game. On your way home from the game, stop by your Indiana County neighborhood McDonald's in Indiana and Blairsville. McDonald's, I'm loving it. And now let's get back to the stadium. Here's Jack Benedict.
So IUP falls for the first time in six outings to Ashland. Final score is 13-9. IUP led at the half by a score of 9-0. 55-yard pass play on a screen play from Matthew Reavy to Randy Washington. Extra point, no good. And then Nick Andresi kicked a 44-yard field goal. In the second half, Ashland had the ball first, punted it away on their first possession. So did IUP. And then Ashland, getting more methodical, had the ball at the IUP 46. And after they ran a reverse, they got a pass play to Merrimy in the end zone from Blair, covered 25 yards, 46 yards overall for the drive, 7 plays, and 9-7 on the extra point. IUP was sacked quite a few times in this game, and that caused them to be a problem. There was a sack. IUP had the ball at the 35, a sack, the ball back to the 30. There was a fumble. Reavy, the ball went behind him. Ashland recovered. There was a penalty on Ashland. They had the ball at the IUP 31. Anyway, IUP recovered a fumble, but they couldn't go. It was Awuwa who recovered a fumble. They were back at their own 5. They got a long pass play from Reavy to Massey as the third quarter ended, but just couldn't put it on the board, couldn't put any points on the board. And it was Ashland's defense that really wore down some of the IUP offense. And their winning drive started at their 30 with 7:43 to go. 10 plays, 70 yards. Stevenson pounded it in from a yard out, and the run for 2 failed. Crimson Hawks had the ball 2:10 but they turned the ball over on an interception. Got it back again. Time was running out with 53 seconds, and on a Hail Mary throwaway, not intentionally, another interception, game over. Ashland wins 13-9. Back in a moment, we'll continue on the McDonald's On Your Drive Home post-game show. And coming up, Pat will take a look at the stats of tonight's game. IUP football presented on U92.5, U92radio.com, and presented by IRMC.
People say I'm too serious. Those funny ads for car insurance do nothing for me. I like Erie Insurance. It's seriously good. A great rate, legendary service, accident forgiveness. Not one, but 8 reasons to switch. Woohoo! See, I can get as excited as the next guy.
Your local Erie Insurance agent in Indiana is Mark Phoebus at the Meckling Insurance Agency. Get a quote at 724-465-4261.
I'm Bob Marcus.
And I'm Brian Niederheiser.
After an accident, don't risk your future without first calling Marcus and Mac.
When life changes in the blink of an eye, you need aggressive and experienced representation.
That's where Marcus and Mac can help.
The consultation is free, and we have 5 convenient offices, including Indiana.
Marcus and Mac, local care with a national reputation, because we mean business.
Call the Hurt Line or visit us online at marcusandmac.com.
The Ruschini Group helps businesses succeed by ensuring the things that matter most. This is Joe Ruschini of the Ruschini Group. Call us at 724-349-1300 to discuss your insurance and employee benefits needs.
The Ruschini Group is proud of the Crimson Hawks and wishes the players and coaches good luck throughout the season. The Ruschini Group is proud to be a part of Indiana County and the IUP community. Learn more at Ruschini.com. That's Ruschini.com.
Closets or garage bursting? Need safe storage of anything big or small? Lug it to Larches Self Storage. They've provided premier storage solutions for 30 years. Call now at 724-463-3110. Anything, everything, lug it to Larches.
IUP, the Steelers, Pirates, Penguins, Indiana High, and the Heritage Conference. Renda Broadcasting covers them all and much more. Special online features, too. We've got games. We've got stories. Follow your favorite team right here on your hometown radio station and the Renda Sports Network.
The McDonald's On Your Drive Home postgame show continues with a look at today's game stats, delivered by your 4 Indiana County neighborhood McDonald's. McDonald's, I'm loving it. And now let's get back to the stadium with Jack Benedict and Pat Doherty.
And here we are, and I'm going to turn it right over. I've done that many times in my career. And, Pat, the stats tell the tale.
Yeah, and unfortunately in that second half, IUP turned it over too many times. But, you know, when we look at total offense, Jack, Ashland ran 69 plays, 235 total yards. IUP had 49 plays, 206 yards. And I go down and look at time of possession. 32 minutes and 24 seconds for Ashland, 27:36 for IUP. And IUP held an advantage at halftime there. We look at passing yards. Ashland only had 102 yards. IUP had 221. But rushing yards, okay? Rushing yards, IUP had 26 for, I think that's minus 15 yards, Jack, if you look at that.
You're right.
40,
that is,
and Ashland had 46 carries, 133 yards. As we talked about during the game, that offensive line for Ashland really started to impose their will, especially on that last 5 minute and 33 second drive. Let's look at some of the individuals. IUP, Tavion Banks had 12 carries, 21 yards. That's really all on the offense. You know, a lot of those yards were sack loss yards. Matthew Reavy was minus 46 yards because the sack counts as rushing yards. Passing for IUP, Matthew Reavy was 13 of 23. 3 interceptions, 1 touchdown, but he was sacked 5 times, throwing for 221 yards. We talked about Cameron Blair from Ashland. He was 10 of 23, had 1 interception, 1 touchdown, 102 yards, and 2 sacks. IUP got to him early, but really didn't get to him much after that first quarter. Rushing for Ashland, Tyera Stevenson, he had 18 carries, 78 yards. Receiving, Jet Joseph had 4 receptions, 53 yards. And Jonathan Maramee had 2 for 31. Obviously, the big 25-yard touchdown was the situation there. Penalty-wise, it wasn't too bad. 5 for 53 for Ashland, 6 for 50 for IUP. So that's not terrible. But, you know, the other thing I like to look at is conversions. Ashland was 3 for 14 on third downs. IUP was 2 of 13 on third downs. On fourth down, though, Ashland was 2 of 2. Now, it was obviously fourth and shorts. IUP was 0 for 1 on their fourth down conversions. So that's kind of where we are. You know, the offense really didn't do a whole lot in the second half. And, you know, they'll get better. They'll go back to the drawing board here and figure out what they want to do and what their identity is going to be. But they got to figure out that offensive line. I know in the second half they went with a couple different combinations.
Right.
So they're going to have to take a look at that. And, you know, they've got another one next week. It's Hall of Fame week here at IUP. We open three at home. So yeah, they have exactly. Lock Haven.
That'll be a 4 o'clock kickoff. Keep it in mind. And if you're headed to the luncheon, that'll start. You can gather around 10:30. The luncheon at 11:30. And we'll talk more about that as the week goes along. And be sure to check in to Matt Berglund's IUP Football Central page throughout the week.